Mercy and peace be unto each of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text is the gospel reading for this day, where I read for you again these words. Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." So far the reading of the text. Dearly beloved in Christ Jesus, the only Savior of the world. As Americans, we love freedom and liberty, don't we? That's why we celebrate Independence Day with such gusto. And as Lutherans, that's why we celebrate Reformation Day. Each July, we celebrate our freedom from English rule and oppression. Each October, indeed, each Lord's Day, we celebrate our freedom from sin, death, hell, and the power of the devil. Yes, we do enjoy freedom. Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." What wonderful words those are! But the Jews who believed in Jesus did not agree, because they didn't think they were in bondage, and they didn't think they needed to be set free. But it seems they had forgotten their bondage in Egypt, their captivity in Assyria and Babylon, and their current rule, their current situation under Roman rule. Besides, they thought their physical descent from Abraham is what made them children of God, and that is what gave them certainty that they would be saved. But you know better. You know that you're in bondage. But what are you in bondage to? What enslaves you? Debt? Fear of disease, death, or something else? Physical passions and lust? Greed? Worry? Addiction to drugs, alcohol, pornography, Facebook or other social media? Politics? The ways of the world? What others think of you? Your own self. Face it, we're all enslaved, but we don't often realize how much. And lest you think you're not enslaved at all, listen to what Jesus said to those who said that they'd never been enslaved to anyone. "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever." Ouch! Whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. Well, that certainly includes me. And it includes each one of you. We can't get around those haunting words. We are slaves of sin. There's no denying it, though we often try to do just that. We may claim that our sin is not sin, or that it's natural, or that's how God made me, or we appeal to something good in ourselves. I'm kind and generous. I try to help everyone I can. We often compare ourselves to others. I'm not as bad as they are, like the rich young man. We may even think that we've kept the commandments. Yet, it's all for naught. We are enslaved to sin, and the wages of sin is death, separation from life, forever. Like the Jews in our Lord's day, we too may rely on family relationships, even church membership, as though it's something to hang our eternal destiny on. As Jesus so clearly pointed out to the Jews, physical descent from Abraham meant nothing. It did not make you a true child of God. And the same holds true for us. Being from a particular family, having your name on the roll of a church, even doing lots of good things for others or for the church, does not mean anything as far as salvation and eternal life are concerned. No, there's only one way out of our slavery and bondage. So, what are we to do? How can we be free of sin's tyranny? Listen to Jesus. Abide in His Word. That Word which tells us that we are slaves to sin because we sin, and that we sin because we are slaves of sin. Cling to His Word, which tells us that we deserve to go to hell because of our sin. But also, and most especially, cling to that Word which says, if the Son makes you free, you are free indeed. That's what Jesus wants you to know and understand and believe with all your heart. This is what He wants you to hang your hope for salvation, freedom from sin, and eternal life on. In Jesus, you have been set free. In Jesus, you are no longer a slave to sin, but you have been made sons of God, brothers of Christ Jesus, heirs of eternal life. In Christ, God has taken you beggars and declared you kings. The Emperor of Heaven, God who is enthroned forever, reduced Himself to a pauper's life and a beggar's existence so that you may be seated upon the thrones of heaven. The mighty God, the Prince of Peace, allowed Himself to be enchained in your sins. He took upon Himself the yoke of your slavery and carried it in your place. He voluntarily sold Himself into bondage for your freedom. And by the price of His own blood, His own life, He has set you free. It is for freedom that Christ has set you free. And if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. This is the gospel, dear friends. This is justification. It's all about Christ, His person, His work, His life, His death, His resurrection, His continuing reign, His preaching, His teaching, His baptizing, His absolution, His body and blood in the supper. It's all about Jesus. And this is what the Reformation was and is all about. This is what true Lutheranism is all about. It's about abiding in the words of Jesus and living in the freedom He gives. True Lutheranism is about nothing other than Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. He alone is the one who sets you free, and He alone is the one who gives you your identity as a child of God. Therefore, you are free indeed. Free from sin, free from the power of the devil, free from God's wrath, free from fear, free from reliance on anything you do, free to live as a child of God, free to love and serve your neighbor. Thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves of sin, you have been set free from sin by the Son. And because He has set you free, you are free indeed. And by the grace of God, you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.